When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, it's ASMR Glow. Making sure I'm filming everywhere. Okay. So today, I wanted to have a nice little enchanting video. I've wanted to do this video for a while now, but never got around to making it. So I'm going to read you your future. So for each astrological sign, I'm going to pull three cards. The first one will be about you. The second one will be about your path. The third one will be about your possibilities. Alright. I just want to say first that I am not professional. I discovered tarot cards and oracle decks not long ago at all. At the start of the year, a friend showed hers to me and I thought it was absolutely beautiful. And ever since then, I bought a bunch of decks, and this one, I think, is the most beautiful one I have. So I really wanted to use this one. You'll see how beautiful it is. Alright. So, this one I bought on Etsy. It was created by Samantha Sawyer. Astrological sign, so you can just go to yours. Pisces, I'm a Pisces. Pisces are always last, I'm so sorry. Alright, so if you don't know your astrological sign, I will say the dates, like from where it starts to where it ends, and this is just the day where you were born. I don't necessarily believe in these things. There's just a lot of coincidences. I'm very Pisces. If you look at the characteristics of your sign, you can determine if you feel like it just applies to you or not. But what I like about cards is just that I've studied psychology, and you, instead of taking it as, oh, this is fate or whatever, you can just very much think about it psychologically and just work it out. Yeah, it's just, I feel like there's a lot of psychology playing into that, and that's why I like it. Yeah, we'll see. Alright, so you'll see the cards are beautiful. This is a little book that tells you, I'm gonna pull a card and then read the meaning of it. Okay, so let's start, I believe, with Aries. And Aries, let me see, from March 21st to April 19th. In the back, and I feel like professional, like a camera in front and a camera behind, and then they look like this. How awesome is it? Okay, I love to show them like this, like it's so shiny and beautiful. All right, so I'm just gonna mix the cards. Please don't make fun of me. I never played cards in my youth. I hate playing cards. So this is how I... this is how mix cards. Please keep your judgments to yourself. Or make fun of me in the comments. That looks stupid. I would. Seems quite mixed. So for Aries, let's start. I'm just gonna pick cards for you, okay? So this is gonna be, I'm feeling this one, you. This is gonna be your path, and this is gonna be your possibilities. The Cancer card. There we go. The Cancer card. So let's go check. Cancer is there. You are a loyal and protective friend. However, you can be loyal to a fault. Do not let people walk all over you. Be very cautious of your emotions. Do not let them get the best of you when you are making big decisions. Keywords: change, reform, cool, slow pain. I'm so sorry. There's a little poem. The ocean laps gently at the sand, disturbing creations built in the land. A wave licks over fortified walls, melting them until there is nothing at all. All right. This, if this doesn't resonate with you, that's totally fine. You have two more cards. And that's why I was talking about psychology. I feel like in some kind of way, you can make it work. Like just using psychology and taking the meaning and applying it to some part of your life. Okay, your path now. Synergy. The first time I see it, actually. Okay. energy. Let's look for it. There we go. Everything happens for a reason. You may be a part of a trio or group that has come together to make something great. You have great potential. Don't waste it. Teamwork is important right now. That kind of ties in with the other one, I feel. Keywords: confluence, fate, intricacy, and liberty. This was your path. Now we're going to see your possibilities. It's exciting. Whoa. Gemini. Beautiful. Let's see. Gemini. You have multiple hobbies and passion that you enjoy. You may also have quite a few projects that you have been trying to get up and off the ground. Stay strong. Be patient. Your time is coming. Do not give up on those passions. See all options. Keywords: duality, strength, time, hindsight. I feel like those are really positive cards, right? Seems like you will find strength in numbers, but you need to, you know, not give everything. I love those cards. They're so pretty. I'm such a material person. This is terrible. All right, here he is. This is done. Now, let's mix the cards and see who's next. I've always seen Tony Bombomi make these videos and I've always watched them and loved them. He does them much better than me because he's really into these things. Next is Taurus from April 20th to May 20th. Alright, so what about you? Let's pick. Feeling this. This was you, now this is your path and your possibilities. Alright. First, you. Oh, tranquilized. What a beautiful, beautiful card. Okay. So this one is, let's see. You are feeling like you are underwater. You are overwhelmed at what you have to do. Your workload might be bigger than you can handle. If you continue down this path, you will likely drown. Take a break. Very extremely important thing. Keywords: imminent, desperation, bindings, suffocation. A little poem. Streets of veins cursing with poison. Coursing with poison. Limbs locking up, left frozen. Nothing can escape the prison chains. Be prepared to steep in pain. Alright, it's not the end. Let's see. Your path. Oh, I'm sorry. Preserve. Beautiful. Preserve. We're gonna put it like this so that the camera can see it here. What is preserve? I got it. You want to maintain the structure that you have built in your life and relationships. You are determined and need structure. Keep things the way they are. Now is not the time for big change. Keywords: acumen, determination, effort, persevere. Alright, seems like you need to take a break. But don't make big changes because foundations are really important for you, apparently. Your possibilities. Oh, this is an inverted card. inverted card. An inverted card, usually you have to take the opposite meaning of what it means. Alright. The hairs on your back of your neck are standing up. There may be danger ahead. If you are making a choice, do so with caution. Stay calm, move forward, but try not to do so blindly. Keywords: Christ, foreboding, sacred, soft. So, with inverted cards, it's always written in little books that you don't have to take the inverted meaning. You can just take the meaning as it is. But in this case, I feel like there wouldn't be an inverted meaning, actually, because it can't really be like the opposite of danger. I don't know. So, I feel like these cards just tell you to, like, move with caution. Just, like, take a break for yourself, but just stay in your foundations, but don't, you know, exhaust yourself. And, yeah, take it a little bit easier. I feel like that would apply to me. Alright. Just making sure the camera is okay, because it's supposed to die after like 15 minutes, but it's been 17, so I'm kind of curious. Alright. Okay. Next in line, we have Gemini, May 21st to June 21st. Okay, so let's see about Gemini. Your path, your possibilities. Let's see. I love the sound. You. What? I pulled Gemini for Gemini. It says, Gemini, you have multiple hobbies and passions that you enjoy. You may also have quite a few projects that you have been trying to get up and off the ground. Stay strong and be patient. Your time is coming. Do not give up on those passions. See all options. Keywords: duality, strength, time, and sight. A little poem. The forest wasn't grown in a day, said the doe lying on a pathway. No, it wasn't, replied the buck. Nothing is grown from luck. I actually love this poem. It's really cool. Let's see your path. Synergy. Oh my god. How did I manage to do that? Synergy. If you haven't seen it before, someone else has had it. It's stunning. Synergy says, everything happens for a reason. You may be a part of a trio, or group that has come together to make something great. You have great potential, don't waste it. Teamwork is important right now. Keywords: confluence, fate, intricacy, liberty. Okay. These are good. Let's see your possibilities. Oh. Stunning. I love it. All right. What does I say? Interesting. There we go. Unexpected surprises are coming your way. Whatever happens, take confidence that these surprises you can handle. This is a sign that you are ready for what is to come your way next. That's really cool. Keywords. Omniscient. Omniscient. Night dark. Ancient. Aching. I love this. This is so great. So, keep working on your passions. Things don't happen overnight, you know. I think you need to be patient and to work a lot, and you never know. Great things may come. It's so great. Alright, who's next? Cancer. From June 22nd to July 22nd. This one for your path. Can we see? There we go. And this one for your possibilities. Let's put this. Yes, better. Much better. Okay. So, you. Oh. That's an inverted card. It's boundless. So pretty. I know you can see red in the camera, but you can barely see it in reality. Like, it's very purplish pink. It's beautiful. So boundless. That was an inverted card. Boundless. New adventures. You are experiencing the world from a new place. New relationships and adventures are coming. Look forward to new horizons coming your way. Good luck and adventure is happening soon. Keywords are playful, excitement, companionship, simplicity. A poem. Swift as a fox that dips through the grove, raising the light feathered wings of a dove, their laughter escapes on a breeze. Joy for life found in the simple things. Okay, so I wouldn't take the inverted meaning. If you don't know, inverted card means that it's inverted meaning. I wouldn't take it here because it's, I don't know. I mean, unless this doesn't resonate with you, then you can take the inverted meaning. That's what's great with the cards. You can just like really take what you relate with and what feels like might be speaking to me right now. All right, your path. Oh, dreamer. Dreamer, let's see. Okay, so it's at the end. Dreamer. You are a dreamer. You have big dreams and plans in motion. In order to do this, you must gather those who support you. Now is not the time to be alone. It is okay to ask for help. Keywords are collector, forbear, speak, and callow. Okay. That's good. Don't do things alone. Try to get help. It's okay to ask for help. Your possibilities. Oh. Oh. Paired? What does it mean? Let's see. I feel like it's gonna be in the paired. You are on cloud nine. Things are working out and you have found someone who makes you very happy. Positivity will go a long way. Good things will continue to come, but be sure to let go of any negativity. Release what no longer serves you. Reach wistfulness, letting go, and dreaming. That is so nice. So maybe it's gonna be in your possibilities. Well, those are good. Next, who's next? Leo, from July 23rd to August 22. Leo. Let's see what we see for Leo. You. Okay. Your path. Your possibilities. The hand of fate has spoken. Gods are gonna punish me. Alright, so what do we feel right now? Decay. Decay. It's okay, let's not panic. It's okay. Alright, decay. Like in tarot, death does not often mean literal death. Oh. Now is a time for transformation. You are going to go through some changes, and they might be rough. Embrace this new pathway as it is for the best. Keywords are death, ache, night, rebirth. A little poem. It is unfortunate that all things that live must die. We will forever weep for their final sanguine sighs. But know that where death lays is cold.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Pale hand, he must still allow old soil to become new land. Oh, I love this card. You must really take this like as a positive thing. Transformation is always positive. It brings on a new cycle in your life. It's always good. Almost. All right. Your path. Cancer. Cancer. Let's see what Cancer says. Cancer. You are a loyal and protective friend. However, you can be loyal to a fault. Do not let people walk all over you. Be very cautious of your emotions. Do not let them get the best of you when you are making big decisions. Keywords are change, reform, cool, slow pain. Okay. Interesting. I feel like it could be tied together. If you maybe change this, change the way you know, maybe you get walked over. Maybe if you change that, then it could be a rebirth for you. That would be great. And your possibilities are Sagittarius. I never know how to pronounce it. Please don't hate me. Sagittarius, where are you? Here. This is your possibilities. You are an adventurous spirit that craves the unknown. Use this as a sign that you are going down the right path for you. You are following your passion and you are breaking new grounds. Well, it's pretty much together. Keywords are truth seekers, ethics, wanderers, discovery. This is very much good together. So, yeah. All right. August 23rd to September 22nd. My mom is a Virgo. Let's take the U. Oh, that's really far on the side, sorry. U. Your path. And your possibilities. Start with you. Revival. That's a pretty card. Revival. Where are we? Revival. You have gone through pain and it is time to reclaim your power. You have been patient and waited for this very moment. You have been reborn and this is your second chance. Stay confident and keep moving forward. Keywords are ambition, recreation, patience, and keen. A little poem. Deep in the grove, my eyes did wander, not in the brush, but the canopy yonder. I longed to breach the branches high, biding my time. Oh, the sky would soon be mine. All right. Now your path. Oh. Taurus. Taurus says, take a moment to love the things you have in your life. Appreciate all of the moments and the experiences. This is a reflection card. Realize you are loved. Keywords, unconditional, fierce, kind, and warm. This is very true. You are loved. And your possibilities. Pray says, I'm feeling like it's gonna be at the end. Yes. You are trapped in a cycle of repetitive fear. You need to break this cycle before you are hurt once more. You may be scared to do so, but it is time to snap the string. You need to become the predator instead of the prey. Keywords, naive, cycle, escape, falter. Okay. Interesting. Interesting set of cards. Who's next? I believe it's Libra. Alright, so you. Ooh. This is Anubis. Okay, beautiful card. So what does Anubis say? Must be at the end. Anubis. There we go. Justice will be served, whether that justice is through karmic justice or legal justice. The wrongs will be made right. Now is not the time to take matters into your own hands. Let them work out on their own. Keywords are law, justice, weightless, truth. A poem. Balance must persist in all things. A threadbare rug must wear a seam. The feather must weigh heavier than love, and our true selves are revealed thereof. It's a very mysterious card, but there's definitely whatever interpretation you want to make of it. Then your path. Wow. This is an inverted card. It's called Impending. Stunning. I love this card. Impending. Let's see what we find on this. Now is the time for survival. You are at a low point and you must lay low. It is not the time for extravagance. It is a time for simply survival. You do not need to know to do anything at this time except to get through whatever it is you're going through. Keywords are camouflage, survival, alert, stop. Now this is an inverted card. It presented itself to me like inverted. So that would say that you can take the opposite meaning of what it usually means. So apparently, I guess things are good for you if you take the inverted meaning. But if you don't, then the meaning I read is the one for you. Whatever you relate to, just say that. Now your possibilities. Oh, paired. Paired is you are in cloud nine. Things are working out and you have found someone who makes you very happy. Positivity will go a long way. Good things will continue to come, but be sure to let go of any negativity. Release what no longer serves you. Keywords are reach, wistfulness, letting go, and dreaming. I like this card. Just take whatever meaning you feel like you relate to, you feel like speaks to you, because ultimately this is what the cards are. You just like work around them psychologically, and that's what I like about them. It makes you think. It's not about, you know, like fate and stuff. It's just that it makes you think about things, about what you feel like it was talking about, and then you get to think about it and reflect on it. Next is Scorpio. October 24th, November 23rd. So as a Pisces, I'm supposed to be very compatible with Scorpius. I feel like there was Scorpius, no? Scorpio. But they've been nothing but awful to me. This is you. This is your path and your possibilities. Let's see what you is about. Oh, Calypso. Must be at the end. Calypso. Divine intervention. You have guides following you, and your path is determined by a higher power. Great destruction may come your way if you're not careful in your actions. All actions have consequences. Handle chaos with grace. Keywords are goddess, unmarked, jeweled, and ephemeral. The poem is, God apologized to me for leaving, but her inflection left my heart a screaming, to wither my faith evermore. She said too, yes, I created war. Okay, interesting. That's a good card, I would say. Your path. Quietude. It's a fox. You got a cat and a fox. Quietude. It is better to take a moment to stop, take a break. You have a great support system, and they have been telling you to stop. You are loved, but your loved ones cannot help you if you do not slow down. Keywords are companionship, restful, evergreen, and love. Now, your possibilities. Oh, impending. This card is inverted. But you don't, when a card is inverted, you have to take, you don't have to, but you should take its opposite meaning, its inverted meaning. But the key with cards is that you just take the meaning that relates to you. So you don't have to take the inverted meaning. Let's see what it says. Now is the time for survival. You are at a low point and you must lay low. It is not the time for extravagance. It is a time for simply survival. You do not need to do anything at this time except to get through whatever it is you're going through. Keywords are camouflage, survival, alert, and stealth. Okay. I feel like these are very different cards. So if you feel like taking the inverted meaning, just take it. It's fine. Next, who do we have? Next, we have Sagittarius, November 22nd. To December 21st. Okay, Sagittarius. This is you. This is your path. This is your possibilities. Oh. You. I took the card Aquarius. It was inverted. So, if you haven't seen the other side, so when a card is inverted, you should take its opposite meaning, but you don't have to. Just take whatever speaks to you. So, Aquarius says, the time to be progressive is now. Make positive choices that will lead to positive changes. If you want something, you will have to get it yourself. You are a rebel at heart, free-spirited and eccentric. Keywords are beauty, devotion, delinquency, and masked. The poem is Lily's Barrow for the Swan. It's light, warmer than the sun, ephemeral and aloof in presence, it falls prey to its own malfeasance. Okay. Your path is dreamer. Dreamer. Let's see. It's probably a thing. Yes. You are a dreamer. You have big dreams and plans in motion. In order to do this, you must gather those who support you. Now is not the time to be alone. It is okay to ask for help. Collector, forbearer, speak in Kalu are the keywords. I feel like it does mix in with the first card very well. And your possibilities. Had the card revival little box. Revival. It says, you have gone through pain and it is time to reclaim your power. You have been patient and waited for this very moment. You have been reborn and this is your second chance. Stay confident and keep moving forward. Keywords are ambition, recreation, patience, and keen. Yeah, I feel like they all tie very well. They all tell you to like, go do whatever you want to do. This is pretty cool. Okay. Who's next? See who's next. Capricorn. December 22nd to January 19th. You will be this one. Your possibilities, your path, sorry, will be this one, and your possibilities will be this one. Let's see. You. Oh, solitude. Please focus. There we go. Cute little rabbit. Solitude says, when we are alone, we can find peace. Look inside yourself for answers. Changes are coming. These changes may happen faster than you are ready for. Keywords are ghostly, obscured, bare, premonition. You have a little poem that says, a forest of winter's breath, an intangible brush with death. Caution favors the bold, lest the body begin to grow cold. I do like this card though. It is true that when you're alone, I know that a lot of people want to be, you know, want to have someone, but oftentimes when you find yourself alone, that's where you begin to grow and to know yourself and to learn how to, you know, to learn what you love, what your personality is like, and to love yourself. And that's very important. Your path is decay. I love that one. It ties in pretty much with that one we just read. So it is decay, decay, decay. Decay. Like in tarot, death does not often mean literal death. Now is a time for transformation. You are going to go through some changes and they might be rough. Embrace this new pathway as it is for the best. Keywords are death, ache, night, and rebirth. It's very good. Very good cards. Now your possibilities. Taurus. I love this card. Taurus says, take a moment to love the things you have in your life. Appreciate all the moments and the experiences. This is a reflection card. Realize your love. I love that pretty much the three of them tell you that you have to like look into yourself and just reflect on yourself and just will bring a new, maybe a new you. It's always needed to regenerate, let's say. It's very important. All right, who do we have next? Next we have Aquarius, January 20th to February 18th. Let's see, Aquarius, this will be you. This will be your path. And I'm feeling this one for your possibilities. All right. You. Oh. Magic. It's a very great card compared to all of the ones in the deck. see where magic is. It says, true magic is all around us. It can be hard to see at times, but it is there. Take a moment to protect yourself. Take advantage of the magic that flows in your veins. It is always better to be safe than sorry. Keywords are unknown, untouchable, linger, mystics. Then, the poem is, fickle-hearted things we can't see, for they still impact us as we breathe. So what if I cannot see her mane and eyes? For me, magic has no earthly ties. I think the key sentence is, take a moment to protect yourself. Magic could be like a metaphor for anything else that could be sort of dangerous to you. Your path. Paired. We've had this card a bunch. Paired says, you are in cloud nine. Things are working out and you have found someone who makes you very happy. Positivity will go a long way. Good things will continue to come, but be sure to let go of any negativity. Release what no longer serves you. Keywords are reach, wistfulness, letting go and dreaming. And your possibilities are Libra. Beautiful card. Libra says, It is a time to find balance in your life. If you do not already, it is a sign of needing a routine. It is time to create a healthy equilibrium. Stay calm. Some much needed preparation will ensure your victory. Don't make any rash decisions. Keywords are balance, calm, consideration, and air. That's very good. Don't make any rash decisions. Okay. These are your cards. There's two I haven't seen before, so that's pretty cool. And now we have Pisces. The end of the line, as usual. So what do you have for us, Pisces? It's from February 19th to March 20th. What is it? You. Your path. Your possibilities. Ooh. I'm reading myself. This feels very strange. Hope. Where is it? It is, be proud of who you are. You might not be able to see it, but you are incredible. Let your true colors be seen. Don't hide who you are. Be the powerful person you are in the inside and out. Maybe you need a physical change. I've already done it. Keywords are gorgeous, emphasis, chroma, and verve. The little poem says, such feathers sharper than jewels must be saturated in joy like fools. Whistle quick and all the by the hour, they steal the sunlight from flowers. Your path is ebullient, cute. What is ebullient? Let's see. It is, where are you? Ebullient. You are full of energy. Now is the time to make the choice to leap. You will not be stopped. You have planned and prepared. It is time to live. I very much feel that one. Keywords are candor, serenity, sensations, and living. I feel that one a lot these days. And my possibilities are Libra. Libra says, it is a time to find balance in your life. If you do not already, it is a time of needing a routine. Very true. It is time to create a healthy equilibrium. Stay calm. Some much needed preparation will ensure your victory. Don't make any rash decisions. Keywords are balance, calm, consideration, and air. We finally have gone through all of the astrological signs. I hope you take what speaks to you. I'm sad because there's a card called Habibi and we haven't stumbled upon it. Maybe next time, who knows? I have a lot of decks. We could try other cards if you like it. I have like with runes and with a lot of different themes. If you enjoyed this video, don't forget to give it a thumbs up. And please tell me in the comments if you felt like this you related to your sign, maybe. Or I don't know if you enjoyed this video. So I'll see you next time for a new video.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.